This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on the Tuesday Roundup on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say woo!
Go time.
Oh, yes, yes. It is a brand new show, the Tuesday Roundup.
Oh,
still,
man.
Doc Brown and myself, but if you did miss the memo, Sarah, Hugh and Doc 2 is no more. Sarah Love, the amazing Sarah Love, she is going to be taking over Mondays 4 till 6 doing a brand new hip hop show.
She's upgraded herself, that's what's happened.
She has, I know.
She's got her own thing. You got to check it out as well. It's going to be all the livest hip hop and just good chat.
Yep.
Right, Nat?
And she's going to be with Maestro as well. He's going to be her new co-host.
Diggy.
So that's going to be amazing. And Tuesdays,
in the meantime, back in the basement.
That's right. Tuesdays 4 to 6.
Being flogged by whips is your boys Doc and you. Trying to keep the bants going.
Right.
This will all make sense in a little while, guys.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, we are going to have a slightly new format to the show. It's going to be, less just, focused on more hip-hop business and more world business things that are happening that you will find important, not important, and everything in between. It's going to Whole lot of fun. Anything and everything goes on the Tuesday Roundup. We're going to look at some stuff that's been happening during the week as well. And, yes, it's going to be fun. We are going to be, even though it is a brand new show, we are going to be keeping some of our regular fave segs, as the kids say, which is rap about anything. We're definitely going to be keeping rap about anything.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
Do
please, if you want to hear one, if you want to hear a bespoke rap made just for you, then tweet us or email us with your suggestions. You can email the studio hd@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet me directly, docbrown88, or tweet you if you want. Start bugging him.
Yeah,
bugging me all the time.
You can, and of course, you can tweet Fubar as well.
Yeah,
Fubar Radio. So basically,
it'll all come through to us.
Yeah, Doc Brown, we're going to take your suggestions at the start of the show, and then at the end, he's going to pick one of his favorites, do a rap about it. So get your suggestions.
And stay tuned for the full 2 hours.
Brand new show. How are you feeling, mate?
I feel brand new.
I even had a shower just before I came because I was like,
I
want to be
fresh.
Three
showers today.
Have you had three?
That's how fresh I feel.
Why do you need three? That's just wasting water, you bad man.
You know, they're all brief.
Well, they're quick ones.
Yeah.
That's all right. If you have three short ones, equal
three
one
shorts,
normal one.
Three shorties.
That's fair enough.
So we've had seg fave, segs, bants, and chat.
Yeah, all pretty
so
horrible
far.
Words.
Yeah.
They are pretty bad words. We're going to get into banning some new words a bit later on in the show. We'll give you some more details about that. Hey, we've got a friend of yours, I do believe. He's going to be coming in at 5. Very talented
actor. And comedian.
And comedian. So Daniel Taylor Lawrence.
Daniel Taylor Lawrence. He's a great talent. He's one half of a sketch duo called Ginger and Black.
Yeah.
He's the black one. The other one is a ginger girl. That name's always made me laugh. Because, you see him on the flyer and you think, it's just the surnames of two guys or whatever, and you see him and you're like, alright, it's very literal. Yeah, very funny guy.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, he's been in a lot of shows like Cockroaches recently, Hunderby, and a whole bunch of other
stuff.
Yeah,
he pops up all over the place. He's
all
great
time. So he'll be coming in just after 5 today. So coming up next, We are going to get straight into No, They Didn't.
Good.
People around the world making us literally just say no, they didn't. Here's Circle Waves, the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph, you're on FUBAR. Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown for the brand new show.
I thought you'd almost forgotten your name there.
I did. I had a little stumble. Sometimes it's hard to pronounce my name, Hugh.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you see it on paper, it makes no sense.
No, it really doesn't. Most people,
whatsoever.
If I've emailed people back and forth, and then we set up a meeting, and then I go to meet them, and they're like, oh, you're not Asian. Oh.
How?
They're like, people are disappointed.
How?
I thought they were meeting some really professional Asian, and then this scruffy-looking Courtney Love lookalike dude turns up, and it's
books.
It's all downhill. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Brand new show. But keeping some segments.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yo. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, they didn't. There's always people around the world doing strange stuff.
That
Doc
is
Brown.
Beautiful, man. That new jingle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The harmonies.
Wait. Ba-ba-ba.
Oh, no, you
didn't. Hey. That's dope.
There you are.
Feeling that. Feeling that.
Yes.
Oh,
new show, new openers, mate. That's how it works.
I'll tell you what. This has come all the way from the very top, Hugh.
Yeah.
This is the very top.
This is big.
The WHO. I mean, that's higher than the WWF. You know, either kind of WWF.
Oh, no,
you
especially
this
wrestling.
This is right up the top. This is bigger than the BBC. This is bigger than any acronym I think you can think of.
Yep.
It's from the WHO, the World Health Organization, who have come out this week and said that they've classified processed meats as carcinogenic to humans.
Whoa.
Now, if you don't know what that means, if you don't know what processed, you know what meats means, most people, but if you don't know what processed means, it means, you know, stuff like corned beef, the meatloaf for any Americans listening. And carcinogenic means, you know, it could potentially give you the big C.
The big C, yeah.
Also, you know, things like bacon, sausages, you know, the ones that are extra treated. You know, when you eat those sausages and you're like, dude, this is like 75% sawdust.
Yeah.
Those ones.
Yeah, exactly. The lips and arseholes and toenails and shit.
Yeah, so they've been given the highest of 5 possible rankings, placing them alongside alcohol, asbestos, and cigarettes. Now, if they're going to be up there with alcohol, asbestos, and cigarettes, that's like 3 of my 4 favorite things, like processed meats.
I know, because you're always on about asbestos.
Tobacco, booze.
Dude, stop.
Asbestos is great, man.
It is really good.
Yeah, really. No, please, guys, don't get involved with asbestos.
Definitely don't.
I mean, this is crazy. Can it really be? I mean, it's the WHO. They don't piss about. They only come out and say stuff when it's important.
Well, they do. But the thing is, I mean, there's been so many things over the years where it's like, oh, this, you know, salmon gives you cancer. Canned tomatoes gives you cancer.
It's,
you know,
true.
All these little things.
And coffee gives you cancer one day and then it cures cancer the next day. Red wine does the same thing.
I know, see? So it's like when you read these things, it's like it's hard to know. Is it actually being factual? But like, you know, because like you said, it's the WHO, it's very, very big. Mm. They've now said that this is not even like, you know, potential research. This is now fact as far as they're considered.
Wow.
So, you know, it is kind of terrifying. But bacon, man, bacon is the crack of the food world.
Dude,
this is going to be really, if
do
people
you ever
want to
think about
it,
like the first
really
day
hard.
When they discovered like bacon was a thing. I sometimes think about that. It's a bit like the popcorn day, you know, and it's like a fire started in a cornfield or something. Like that bacon day where like just someone's whole set of pigs got frazzled in a horrific, you know, arson attack or something. And initially it was, you know, going through the gamut of emotions, the denial and then the grief and then the anger, who's done this to my pig? And then suddenly,
the 7 stages, the 8th stage actually I'm hungry. Exactly. Oh,
damn.
God. I know.
But where does this leave pork lovers such as you and I?
Well, people are devastated. I mean, I'm pretty upset. I mean, I love bacon, and I don't eat stacks of processed meat, but I love a good, I love a sausage and bread, mate.
Yeah,
what, I love
would,
a good
would
sausage
you,
and
would
bread.
Would you call them scraggies or something?
Scraggies, snags. So sausages are snags. In Australia.
That's just so Aussie.
Snaggy, hello, it is.
Snags.
But I'm not Aussie
snaggies.
Anymore. I'm English and Welsh now.
Yeah, well,
I was
call
born
them
there.
Sausages, mate.
So sausages, yeah. I mean, stuff like that. I think this is it's heartbreaking. I think it's especially for a lot of people, you know, the WHO send hypochondriacs into a spin quite regularly.
They
but this one, they're saying, look, actually, a lot of research. It's been over the years. It's done and dusted. It's not up for conversation anymore. It's fact.
Well, you know, people maybe they need out. Confronting on this, you know. Like, I just, you know, every single body is different.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, you drink 5 beers with a friend.
Yeah.
It's going to affect each of you in a completely different way.
Mm.
Because the body takes on different things. So, like, certain things is going to cause one dude cancer, but maybe not cause another dude cancer.
Well, that's right. Because I was reading today about an Asian woman who's 115, and she's like, what? I've eaten 4 rashes of bacon every day for my entire life.
They always find someone,
they
don't they?
They always
for these
find
stories.
Someone.
Some old dude, and then they die the next day. They don't really talk about it.
She was great, though. She contributed a long, healthy life to only being married for 4 years.
That's
amazing.
Quality. That should be the front page.
Well, unless maybe, like, you know, eating bacon really is that bad. But being married is so bad that wipe it out, and that kind of wipes out even the aftermath of eating bacon every day.
The other thing is, like, obviously we've seen the direct tie-ins with cigarettes, but like is this something that, you know, it's not clear, does it eventually lead to cancer after, you know, like a lifetime of...